Hello everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 397, and it is Mr. Men Monday! Now the next story has been chosen by Jodie. Hello Jodie! Jodie has asked for Mr. Men on Holiday. But I would also like to say hello to Ariana from Dublin in Ireland. She really likes Mr. Men Monday and Little Miss Monday. I would also like to say happy birthday to Liam for the 20th of April. He is turning 5. Hello to you. Now the story I'm going to read, as I said, is Mr. Men on Holiday. I would love a good holiday. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Mr. Men on Holiday by Roger Hargreaves. Little Miss Sunshine felt very sorry for Little Miss Scatterbrain when she heard about her holiday last year. Little Miss Scatterbrain went on a summer holiday, but being the scatterbrain person she is, went to the North Pole. Now, it was a bit chilly for swimming. Not really a summer holiday. So this year, Little Miss Sunshine decided to organise Little Miss Scatterbrain's summer holiday for her. And to make it really fun, she invited along lots of little mosquito brain friends as well. Everyone was very excited. Mr. Bounce. Well, Mr. Bounce jumped for joy at the news, which isn't such a good idea if you have as much bounce in you as Mr. Bounce has. Everyone said about packing that Little Miss Sunshine packed all her things in a suitcase, and then she went round to help Little Miss Scatterbrain, who had packed all her things in her bookcase. Can you believe it, boys and girls? The next day, everyone got the bus to the airport. Oh, I like going to the airport. And boarded the plane. And the plane took off once Mr. Greedy had moved seats. Now, that is Mr. Wrong. Mr. Wrong is a very interesting character. He decided to drive the first day of their holiday. Oh, can you believe it? He decided to drive all the way to the holiday destination. He didn't take the plane, but he went the wrong way. He didn't know where to go. No, on the holiday, it was very, very sunny, and everyone headed to the beach. In fact, they went to the beach every single day. Every single day that week. As each day passed, Little Miss Sunshine realised that she was going to have to help lots of her friends on the first day. She had to show a Little Miss Scatterbrain how to water ski. On the second day, she had to show Mr. Nonsense how to surf. On the third day, she helped Mr. Topsy Turvy. He could not get the hang of eating ice cream. Then, Mr. Silly went swimming in the sea, wearing his hat and shoes. Can you believe it? Very silly indeed. Miss Sunshine thought that was very odd. Little Miss Scatterbrain thought it was, well, perfectly sensible. The next day, Little Miss Dotty made a sandcastle, and Little Miss Sunshine made a sandcastle too. And Mr. Muddle made an ice cream castle. Let me say that again. He made an ice cream castle. Again, that is very, very strange. Mr. Greedy rather wished he had an ice cream castle. Well, I think we know why, boys and girls, because Mr. Greedy would like to eat all the food. On the last day, they all played football on the beach. Although, it was the strangest game of football that Little Miss Sunshine had ever seen. Little Miss Scatterbrain had a thoroughly wonderful week, and Little Miss Sunshine felt thoroughly pleased. Well, it had been mostly a success. There was a few strange incidents, but it had been a lovely holiday with all her friends. But Little Miss Scatterbrain brought something back, something very strange. She treated herself to a souvenir. I wonder what she packed in her suitcase. And it was her sandcastle. Little Miss Scatterbrain had decided to bring her sandcastle back to her house. And boys and girls, what a scatterbrain she really is. The end. Boys and girls, imagine going on holiday and bringing back a sandcastle in your suitcase. Wouldn't that be very, very strange? Boys and girls, thank you for listening to the story, and I will see you very soon for Mr. Men Monday or Little Miss Monday. Bye, bye, bye.